Protesters crowded the steps and rotunda of the State House for several days of December's lame duck session. It was the busiest in Michigan's history, with lawmakers passing nearly 400 bills in a three-week period. Bill Ballinger is a former Republican state representative, senator, and longtime observer of the legislature. He says there's only one lame duck session that last year can really be compared to.
2012 was the most significant lame duck year we've had. This year rivals 2012. Some might say it eclipses.
Some of the most controversial bills that critics alleged would strip power from Democratic Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson and Attorney General Dana Nessel died in the legislature or were vetoed by former Governor Rick Snyder. In the second week of the session, the Protect Our Families rally drew hundreds of protesters from all over the state. Kathy Murphy is a retired school teacher from Kalamazoo, and she says December's lame duck felt like lawmakers were taking away her vote.
The way that they've taken on this whole feeling that is at the national level, too, that they can do whatever they want, and it doesn't matter. Either they're leaving office and they'll get a job with one of their lobbyist companies or whatever, and they don't care what we think. It's pretty obvious.
The biggest controversies coming out of this lame duck session were over bills that amended changes to minimum wage and paid sick leave that had already been adopted by the legislature, and another bill that greenlighted the building of a tunnel for an oil pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac that Governor Snyder had championed but Governor Gretchen Whitmer ran against. Former legislative staffer and political consultant Adrian Hemond worked at the Capitol through several lame duck sessions. He says December's protests don't hold a candle to 2012.
I don't think that those can be fairly compared to the right to work protests. There were a lot more people there for the right to work protests.
In 2012, thousands of people came out to protest the legislative session, compared to the hundreds of people that protested at the Capitol in December. Many of the protesters at the Capitol this December criticized lame duck sessions as a way to jam legislation through quickly, without much time for public comment, legislative review, or oversight. They point to right to work and the emergency manager law, both pieces of legislation passed following the 2012 session, as examples. Governor Whitmer was state Senate minority leader back in 2012 when she opposed that legislation. She made a speech against the laws being passed in the lame duck session then.
We began this two-year session attacking Michigan workers and their families with their emergency manager legislation. And now for one of their final pieces of business in the legislative calendar, they want to pass right-to-work legislation.
Both Ballinger and Hemond agreed those are the two pieces of lame duck legislation that have had the most impact on the state of Michigan. But now the tide has turned in Michigan politics. Governor Whitmer was inaugurated on the first of the year. And while there's a Republican majority in the State House, all of Michigan's top statewide executive offices are held by Democrats. Hemond doesn't think the bitterness of December's contentious lame duck session will carry over into the new 100th session for lawmakers or protesters.
There'll be some residual bad feeling, but frankly, the environment in Michigan and in the country right now is so absolutely bitterly partisan that I don't know that most folks who don't watch the legislature regularly are really going to notice any difference from the outside looking in.
This year, nearly a third of the 148 state legislators are new, and many of the lawmakers who proposed some of the most controversial bills were term limited. One of this session's first bills was backed by Republican House Speaker Lee Chatfield and Democratic Attorney General Dana Nessel. For now, in Michigan, it's a new year, new state legislature. I'm Abigail Sensky, WKAR News.